This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day on this Wednesday.
Yes,
is
ma'am.
It Wednesday? Yeah, it is Wednesday.
Yep. Yeah. Hump day.
Hump day.
Hump day, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
It's been a great day. Thank you all for listening. We appreciate your business always.
Every day.
We appreciate your business for the last 20-some years. We appreciate
always.
It. What?
Yeah, loyal sure. listeners, man.
That's a blessing, man.
It is.
I'm so glad the government ain't got nothing to do with this damn job.
Doge.
Be quiet. Be quiet.
Don't let them know you can read.
Hey, my closing remarks today is a bit of encouragement. Just about responsibility. I understand that responsibility can be daunting at times. But have you ever thought about looking at it like this? How great and how wonderful it has to be when the responsibilities get a bit much that you still have the capability of handling them. I know it's tough, but you were equipped for it. You've survived it so many times. You are wonderfully made. God has strengthened you and favored you and graced you and got you in this position. Sometimes, you know, you're the one in the family that everybody go to with all their problems, all their requests. And I know it gets on your nerves. And I know you want to go, man, I wish they would call somebody else. But let me ask you this, though. Ain't it better to be the one that's being called than the one that has to call? I would rather be the lender than the borrower. And I know it gets on your nerves. I know you do, because many of you all listening are the ones in your family that climbed the corporate ladder, that got the position down at the post office, that worked to save your money, that managed to put your retirement money up, that has managed to go to work and accumulate some money. And we all got them relatives, man, that just don't get it. They just don't get it. That seem like they ain't trying to do no better. And every time they get in a hole, here they come. Hey, bruh, can you help me out? Hey, let me holler at you. I know you got it. Hey, look, man, I just got into myself in a little position. Over and over and over and over, and you want to go, hey man, when are you going to stop doing this to yourself? And it gets to be a bit much. But man, think about it, y'all. Ain't it a blessing to be the one that you turned out to be? You may not have reached all your goals yet and gotten exactly where you want to be, but man, ain't you better off than you were? Ain't you better off than most? And I know I've said this before, that comparison is the biggest thief of joy. Comparison is the biggest thief of joy. but it can also be a reminder of how far you've come, how well you've done, how the sacrifices you've made have paid off. I would rather be the loner than the borrower. And as daunting as that can be, it's a really, really good position. And every now and then, man, I have to remind myself that to whom much is given, much is required. That's true of you. Because it's all relative. See, quit talking about who rich and who ain't. There's a lot of ways to be rich. Rich in spirit, rich in family, rich in health, rich in joy, rich in peace, rich in just contentment. Man, it's so many people just not content. That's a beautiful place to be in. And you've made all the sacrifices to get yourself to where you are. And be thankful for that, man. You know, we got to show compassion to those less fortunate. I understand that. But being responsible for me has been one of my greatest honors. I'm grateful to God Almighty that He made me responsible. I am grateful to God Almighty that He put it all on me. I accept the fact that I am the one that He chose. I don't know why He picked me, but I'm sure glad He did. You may not know why He picked you, but ain't you glad He did? You may not understand how you made it this far, looking back on all you went through. But ain't you glad, though? Ain't you glad that God showed you this much grace and this much favor? You remember when they wrote you off? Remember when everybody was talking about you? Remember when you was the hot topic? Remember all that? Remember when you came into work and they was laughing? You remember when you was sitting over there in your cubicle just trying to do your job and you could hear them murmuring? But oh, look at you now. You got through it, didn't you? That's because God is good, man. God is full of favor. And I appreciate it. And sometimes as daunting as being responsible gets, I'm so glad He made me who I am. Because there ain't nobody I want to be other than me. Because I'm going to tell you something, man. You might be looking at somebody talking about, man, I wish that was me. But you really don't know what's behind that curtain, man. It's some ugly stuff behind the facades that some people putting on. Learn how to be content with who you are. Be thankful every day for the person you've turned out to be and the person you're going to be. Because it's a process. If you do that, you'll enjoy your life a little bit better. I was talking to myself today. I hope you got something out of it. Those are my closing remarks today. Hey, y'all, talk to God today. He would absolutely love to hear from you. And he ain't going to be mad because he know he ain't heard from you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.